Most of the sculptures in this gallery are Roman replicas of Greek statues made several centuries earlier. This piece is different. It is probably an original Greek work of the 4th century BC. If you look closely at the cloth under the figure's right arm, you can see the channels of the hand-powered drill the Greek sculptor used. Take a step back and consider the statue as a whole. The figure is over life size, probably an image of a goddess. She stands with one leg bent and one straight, a pose that combines the action of stepping with the repose of standing. The drilled holes on top of the arm were filled in ancient times with metal buttons, fasteners for the goddess's long dress. A cord at the shoulders holds her dress in place, pressing the delicate material beneath. The fabric stretches over her breasts and hangs in soft folds between them. The clothes and the body define one another in a graceful and natural way. If you'd like to hear Elizabeth Millica speak about the post-classical history of this statue, press the play button now.